Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so you shared this story about your neighbors, right? Defendants.
Yeah.
You said Maple Street. And like how at first you were picturing, you know, just a nice, quiet street.
Yeah.
But the Fentons themselves were something else entirely.
It's funny how we want things to be normal, you know? Like, it can really make you miss some pretty obvious things. Like, you move to Maple Street wanting that peaceful neighborhood, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the Fentons happen.
You literally called it a 1950s postcard.
Right.
Before things went south.
Right.
So I'm picturing picket fences, you know, freshly cut grass. And then you've got Mr. Fenton out there cutting the grass in a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah.
Which you don't see every day.
Nope.
Like, was that strange right away or what?
It's definitely a choice, you know? It's like he's trying to stand out on purpose. And don't forget about the neighborhood barbecue he was at.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Same tuxedo, telling those, like, super corny dad jokes.
Oh, gosh.
He's playing a part, you know? Like, he wants people to react, but no one's really biting.
It's like he's stuck in a time warp, but not in a good way.
Exactly.
And then you've got the uncles, too. Dave and Tony, I think it was.
Right.
You said they were, like, straight out of a 90s music video or something?
Yeah, totally.
What was so weird about them?
I think it was Uncle Tony, mostly. Yeah. Like, the way he was staring at you, it's like this way of being intimidating, you know?
Oh, really?
Like, trying to control you by making you feel uncomfortable. And it gets even weirder later on.
Oh, we can't forget Emma and Tommy. Yeah. You said they would just stand really still and stare at you.
Yeah.
Which is like totally creepy. Like it goes against everything you'd expect.
Totally. Kids are usually super expressive, right? Like that's just natural.
Right.
So the fact that Emma and Tommy were so quiet and well obedient.
Yeah.
It just feels wrong, you know? Like someone's neglecting them or something. Like they're not allowed to be themselves.
Wow.
It's like their personalities have been like sucked out of them or something. And now there's just this creepy obedience left.
You even said they were like mannequins at one point.
I know. It's super creepy.
So you've got this like picture perfect neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right. Like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And then the Fentons show up and they're like the opposite of what you'd expect.
Totally.
Like their behavior is strange, but you could brush it off as them being eccentric or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's this like undercurrent of something that just feels really off.
Definitely.
So like at this point, what are you thinking? Did you think something was really wrong or were you just trying to understand why they were acting so weird?
I don't know. I just had this really bad feeling.
And then there was that dinner invitation.
Oh, yeah.
You said Mr. Fenton was like really insistent. Like you couldn't say no.
Yeah. It was like he wouldn't let you.
It's like you're obligated to go or something.
Right. Total power move. You know? Like, he was trying to make you uncomfortable by not even giving you a choice. And then the dinner itself, like, what even was that? It was like something straight out of, like, a David Lynch movie or something.
You said their house was like a stage set.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A perfectly put together image of a happy family. But it felt super creepy.
It's like they're trying way too hard to make it seem like everything's normal.
Yeah.
But you can tell that something's off.
Yeah. And then there was the conversation at dinner.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started.
Mr. Fenton, like, grilling you about your family and stuff.
Oh.
And the uncles making all those inappropriate comments, especially Uncle Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Like saying he wanted to take your picture.
It's like he wants to like trap you somehow, you know?
That's so creepy.
It's like he's trying to take something from you.
And Emma and Tommy are just sitting there watching the whole time.
Like little spies.
Silent and still. Like, when did it go from just being weird to like actually scary?
Well, that's the thing about gaslighting, right?
What's that?
It's when someone messes with your head so much that you start to question your own sanity. Like the Fentons were acting so crazy that it made you feel like you were the crazy one for even noticing. Yeah. It's like they were trying to make you doubt yourself.
You said you were even afraid to call the cops on them.
Well, yeah, because how do you even explain that to the police?
Right.
My neighbors are creepy.
Right.
Like they're not going to do anything about that.
But then things got even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way worse.
Tell me about it.
It was like they were trying to intimidate you.
What do you mean?
Like those gifts they left on your porch.
Oh, God, yeah, the gif.
And that note signed, family.
Like a warning or something.
Yeah, like they were watching you.
That's messed up.
When did you realize that you and Lucy were actually in danger?
Well, I mean, it was pretty obvious when Lucy disappeared, right? Like, the timing was way too perfect.
After the note.
Exactly. Like they were escalating things.
Oh, my God.
Moving from like mind games to actually kidnapping someone.
That's terrifying.
Tell me about it. Like, what were you supposed to do?
Right. Like, you can't just ignore that.
Exactly. So what did you do?
So we're back and picking up where we left off with those chilling words from Mr. Fenton.
Right. It's like he really thought he was helping you.
Like forcing someone into your twisted version of family is doing them some kind of favor.
Yeah, talk about a messed up worldview.
And then finding yourself tied up in their basement.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a whole other level of creepy.
But, like, what you see isn't always what you get, right?
The rest of that house was like a museum. So sterile.
Exactly. But that basement, that was the real deal.
It's like those horror movies where the mask of sanity just completely disappears.
And it makes you wonder what happened to the uncles, right?
Right. Like, what was their deal? Were they in on it the whole time?
We may never know. But the fact that they were just gone... vanished. It adds another layer to all of this.
It makes you wonder how many other families live next door to the Fentons over the years.
Right. How many other people experienced that creeping sense of dread, the feeling that something was just not right.
The not knowing can be even scarier than having all the answers.
You know? Absolutely. It's like, it makes you question everything, every interaction, every smile, every pleasantry. Were they genuine or just another part of the facade?
It really makes you think twice about who you invite over for dinner, that's for sure.
Ah, no kidding.
It's been truly fascinating unpacking this story with you.
You had some really terrifying experiences.
To our listeners, stay vigilant, trust your gut, and maybe think twice the next time you get a dinner invitation from your seemingly charming neighbors. Until next time.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.